Hey, cut on those lights. I said, cut on those damn lights. Yeah, I know what y'all thinking. Why is Obi-Man storming into a theater interrupting the picture show? Maybe you angry, maybe you confused, but I'll tell you this. Ain't none of that matter right now. Now, I know y'all done heard about Dick Rowland. I know y'all been reading the same papers that I've been reading. The same tired headlines, the same lies. Every time a white woman says that she's been touched by a colored man, what happens? Huh? Ain't no trial, ain't no proof. It's just a rope, some fire, and a whole damn town left in ashes. So why are we sitting here like nothing is coming? Like that ain't about to be us next. You want to be mad at Rowland? You want to think he's stupid? Then fine. But he ain't the only one that's acting foolish tonight. Because y'all are sitting here watching a movie like we ain't standing on the edge of hell. You want to wait till the flames is licking your front porch before you do something? You think the sheriff is going to protect Rowland? Huh? Okay, then let me ask you this. Who here remembers Roy Belton? Oh, okay. Now y'all quiet. Now you want to forget. But then let me remind you that Roy was white. And even he didn't make it out that jail alive. Sheriff had him locked up just like Dick is now. And what happened? They dragged him out and they lynched him anyway. So tell me, if McCullough couldn't save a white man, then what makes you think that he's gonna lift a damn finger for one of us? That trust that y'all got in him, that silence that you sitting in, is gonna cost us every goddamn thing that we have built. Our shops, our homes, our lives. And don't you think that they'll spare the babies, because they won't. So go home, get your rifles, get your pistols, get your granddaddy's shotgun, and meet me back here. Move, we don't have much time, but if we fight, then maybe we will have something to come home to in the morning. Or just keep sitting here. Wait for the fire. But don't you dare say I didn't warn you.